What's the first few days been like here?
It's been pretty fun. You know, good to be back out in the field this morning, running around a little bit, just trying to get my assignments down, and just good to play football again.
Has it been a lot, or what's it? Just kind of trying to learn and pick up some things.
Yeah,
here?
You know, they're trying to slowly input some defenses and some schemes. So trying to pick those up, and the quicker I learn my assignment, the faster I'll be able to play.
Coach Zimmer had said last week that you've only played defense for 2 years. You're kind of like a fawn, but he said you've moved up to a doe now, is what he said.
So, oh, really? That's good.
How do you feel about this promotion?
Oh, that's awesome. I guess I'm very happy to be a doe. So we'll see where that leads me.
What, having played defense for only 2 years, what are some of the kind of things that maybe you still need to pick up, whereby someone who's played it their whole football life, you know, would have?
Well, I think now I'm playing, you know, a little more off the ball. It's going to be using my eyes better, you know, being the key guards and key fullbacks, stuff like that. So that's stuff I'm still picking up.
What kind of expectations do you have for this weekend?
Just to absorb as much information as I can, you know, hopefully learn all my assignments so I can take those back with me and continue to progress.
From what you've seen the first little bit here, what do you think the biggest hurdle is going to be for you just jumping to pro from college?
I'm not too sure yet. You know, still just getting started. You know, I think after the weekend I'll have a better idea as to what is going to be my biggest hurdle.
You had an NFL coach as your college coach. Did you run NFL kind of stuff, and has he helped you along the way?
Yeah, I think so. No, we actually ran the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, which is a little different than this. So I do have some familiarity with NFL-style defense.
Was Coach Moore like that way? Did it help you along the way?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely helpful. Pretty fiery dude. Very fun to play for. So I think he prepared me very well.
How much does Zimmer emphasize on technique in his first day?
Yeah, no, that was kind of the emphasis in our individual period. You know, a lot of technique work, a lot of drills with the bags and sleds and stuff like that, so that's going to continue to be a focal point.
What are your initial impressions of this defense, just from what you've seen personally and even getting things sent to you before you got here?
It looks, you know, I mean, so far it's fairly simple just because, you know, it's only day one install, you know, so I think it's going to continue to get more complicated, but I can see myself definitely playing in it.
Did you expect to be asked to play off the line of scrimmage as much before you were heading into the draft?
I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I didn't really have any expectations. I knew where I went would be different, would be an adjustment. So just still getting a feel for it.
Touch base with any of the veterans yet to sort of get a feel and initiate it in?
No, man, I still haven't seen anybody yet. So we'll get to that point when it comes, yeah.
Are you looking forward to Adrian Peterson in the open field in practice? Have you watched him a lot?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with him. You know, luckily I don't have to tackle him in games. You know, that's a plus. But just being able to practice with him, be on the same field, I think that'll prepare me.
What's the difficulty of having to go back and sit on a quarterly basis at UCLA, not missing out on some of his OTAs and having to absorb as much as you can in these few days?
Yeah, well, it kind of sucks. You know, I got to go back on Sunday for about a month. So hopefully I can continue to learn, and hopefully they'll continue to send me film, and it's going to be more mental than physical, really. So when I get to camp, I can kind of get my feet on the ground and just roll.
Who will you work with? Who will you work with back there in the interim? While you're away, who will you work with back in California?
I think Coach Adam Zimmer's allowed to come out a couple times, you know, to do some work with me, and then, you know, my linebacker coach at UCLA probably continues doing some work with me as well.
Kind of hard to concentrate when you're back at UCLA, just thinking of what's coming up here and what's ahead of you?
Not really. You know, it's my job now, you know, so I'm fully committed to this team. So I needed, it's my priority to make sure I know my assignment and to go out there and when I get here to be able to play at full speed.
What part of your game do you think translates well to what you'll be asked to do here?
Play fast. Yeah, we're asked to play at a high tempo, high pace, and I'm all about that.
Anthony, what'd you take from Coach Ulbricht there? Obviously, he's got a lot of experience playing linebacker in the league.
It's a mindset, kind of a mentality, bringing your let's put to work every day, you know, coming to work and making sure that you're ready when your name's called.
What was it like going home as a top 10 pick? Did you get any different treatment, or do you have any cousins, long-lost cousins come out of nowhere that all of a sudden reaching out to you?
That wasn't too bad. Maybe some old high school, you know, classmates that I haven't spoke with in a while, but, you know, I have a pretty small circle, you know, so it wasn't too crazy.
So you've got all these former Notre Dame stars in your family background playing the pros. How come you didn't go to Notre Dame? They couldn't convince you, or what?
No, they wanted me to play wide receiver, and I wasn't really feeling that, so went to UCLA.
You think you might have ended up there if you could have played running back or something?
Yeah, probably. No, it was a good chance. No, I was kind of leaning that way until they told me that.
So you were held down being a wide receiver. How was the transition? How did they go about the transition from going from offense to defense? How'd that go for
you? It wasn't too bad. You know, it was, like I said, like this transition, it was very mental. You know, it was making sure I can understand my assignment. Once you get that, you can kind of go and play at a high speed, and that's what it's all about.
How did they convince you to make that transition?
I asked them, actually.
Yeah,
I made that. I approached the coach and asked him, and he was all for it, so we kind of ran with it. Yeah.
What was it feeling like when you were trying out your helmets, getting on your jersey on for the first time, seeing your locker room name on it?
No, I look good, man, so I was like, it's pretty sweet. You know, hopefully I'll be able to play as well, good as I look.
You mentioned trying to grab some assignments this weekend and then learn back there. How does that process work? How do you learn while you're apart from the team?
Kind of similar to the way you're doing just team meetings, you know, kind of except you're alone, you know, so you kind of just dissect the plays and know each play has a, you know, kind of some film that goes along with it, so you get a visual, two visuals, and then maybe you can go out and do it on your own, you know, so it's up to me, you know, it's my responsibility to make sure that I get that down.
Let's wrap up with Anthony.
You have any goals in the NFL as far as getting a bunch of sacks? I mean, one of the guys you left here, Jared Allen, even kept a list on his locker room. We're ranked in the all-time sack list. Do you want to be a sack king or something, or in the NFL, or what, how do you look at that?
I can't even look that far ahead right now. No, I'm just worried about, you know, this special teams meeting we're about to have. You know, so one step at a time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time. All right.